Hi, everyone. I'm Leah Alsadi, and this is Hold My Pasties, Please. It has been a few months since we have had a podcast for Hold My Pasties, Please. And Chaz Wilson, our producer, BBC, Dr. J, and I all agreed that it's time to come back. We've all been busy with, you know, our personal lives and our careers, and we just wanted to regroup and really think about what we want for the show. I also wanted to circle back on, again, why I decided to have a podcast about dating and relationships and life and career and just our own experiences. 3 years ago, I started the show and it was all about dating and relationships because I was going through a breakup. And I just felt like I needed to be heard and have a voice because if you know anything about me, I went through a divorce at 23. I got married at 19 and I had to let go of a business that I had with my ex. It was a hard time. And fast forward a few years later, I go through this bad breakup and I'm just like, you know what? I've been through way worse. And maybe it's just time for me to just remember who I am and why I feel like I can speak on crazy life events. Change has been a huge thing in my life. A lot. I've gone through two very crazy years of change. One was at 23, divorce, leaving my company, moving to Australia, New Zealand, not knowing anybody, to find myself. And then this last year, when we decided to go like super full on with Hold My Pasties, Please. And then I also got engaged to Chaz, who's, you know, a producer, fun fact. I also wanted to talk about how I met everybody on the show because they all bring something amazing to the table. Chaz, we used to work together. He's probably the first person I met. We just didn't really interact with each other very much until he listened to the podcast and was like, Leal, it could be better. And he put his producing magic on the show. So now it sounds great. He's, you know, our IT production, he like kills it. He does everything amazing. And he's got a very interesting background as well. Julia, I met their mutual friend at a dinner and we hit it off and we stayed in touch and we definitely had our single times together. Julia, Dr. J, is somebody I respect very much. She moved here alone at 18 from Germany and put herself through medical school as a single mom, and I have the utmost respect for her, and she definitely has a lot of great advice and experiences. And you know, again, both of us maybe don't have the best advice, but at least our experiences maybe will make you make decisions differently and not feel like alone. And Derek, BBC, I met through a mutual friend as well a couple years ago. I think it was Christmas Day at a bar. And as I always do, I was chatting up my Hold My Pasties, Please podcast, especially when it was super new. This is before anybody was on the show. And he followed on Instagram and humored me. And then he kept in touch. And every time a show would come out, BBC would like give me his feedback, which is amazing. And naturally, I was like, oh my God, you have to come on the show. He came on the show. And I don't know if you guys have heard BBC. He gives great coaching. He is the Black Bachelor coach. He gives great coaching advice. And I invited him to be a co-host as well. The reason that I have all of these people on the show is I feel like we all have such interesting backgrounds. We all have a lot of experiences. We all keep an open mind. We all don't pass judgment on others. We really try to like look deeper into things and ask the right questions. I'm very cautious who I let into my life. I just want good, happy, authentic people and people who are just vulnerable and honest. I don't want to hear about somebody's perfect la-di-da life because that's not real. And that doesn't help anybody when you're not real. So this season, we're coming back with a bang. And I promise it's going to be fun. It's not going to be super depresso, but it's going to be real and it's going to be great. And I can't wait for you guys to check it out. So thank you so much for listening. Let's get ready for the next chapter of Hold My Pasties, Please.